Hey guys, it's Afi Pittman, aka Author of Faith, and welcome back to the 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. And today's confession is, I take care of my physical body. So the scripture that supports this is 1 Corinthians 6:19, which reads, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own." So if I'm not mistaken, don't quote me on this, but if I'm not mistaken, this is actually in context of talking about the act of sexual sin and how it's set apart from all other sins. And when you engage in sexual sin, you are actually sinning against your own body. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that this scripture is part of that bigger passage. But that's not what we're going to talk about per se today. What we're talking about is taking care of your physical body. And a lot of people think that, you know, oh, well, I work out, you know, so I'm good. But, you know, they have other bad habits that basically are breaking their bodies down over time. You know, that's kind of what I want to get you to see. Taking care of your physical body really is a whole process, meaning you don't just conquer that, but then you turn around and you smoke. So I want to paint this picture for you. Someone who takes care of their physical body, yes, they work out or they're active. Maybe they play sports 5 days a week and they get, you know, fairly strenuous exercise through that, or they make the time to work out every day of the week or throughout the week. They eat relatively or reasonably healthy. Maybe they don't, you know, maybe they don't eat green or, you know, like I do, I like green smoothies in, I don't know, maybe one day we'll talk about that, but I eat green smoothies most days of the week because it's easy to make and it's actually good. But maybe they don't do that. Maybe they don't eat clean every day of the week, but they're not eating pizza every day of the week either. They don't have bad habits like smoking or over consuming substances like alcohol or coffee or any other substance like that. They don't abuse drugs. They are getting enough rest. If they have sleep conditions, they are making sure that they are managing those sleep conditions, because if they don't, it will impact the quality of their sleep at life. They don't spend a lot of time in negative relationships, because actually that can drain you physically and start to wear down on your, not just your emotional health, but your physical health. And the last thing that I want to touch on, I would actually go so far as to say that they are not engaging in sex outside of marriage. And more specifically, they're not engaging in reckless and high-risk behavior. This isn't the sex ed confession piece, so I'm not going to go into that. We're all adults, so we all know what that means, right? But it's a whole experience. And, you know, for me, one of the unique things that I do to take care of my physical body is I try to take breaks throughout my workday to get sunlight, because it makes me feel great after I come in out of the sun, especially if I've been holed up somewhere where there are no windows. So there might be different things like that for you. Like maybe you just like the fresh air. Maybe you like to see the greenery, maybe taking a break from your computer, you know, keeps your neck and your shoulders from getting tight. And it keeps you from, you know, kind of having back problems and different things like that. There's lots of different ways that you can take care of your physical health. So I want you to explore that. And if you struggle with this, meditate on that scripture, which is 1 Corinthians 6:19, and confess this over yourself until you get out of that. So again, today's confession is, I take care of my physical body. And don't forget to confess your way to success and join in tomorrow for our daily confession.